This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Anytime a gathering of Muslims gather in the house of Allah, the Book of Allah, the house of Allah, reciting the Book of Allah, and studying the Book of Allah amongst them, there is, subhanAllah, a divine celebration of this. This gathering is divinely celebrated. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves these gatherings. Four things you will receive. Angels will come and circle this gathering. The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will descend upon those who are in that gathering. And the Sakina, this is the state of the heart, state of peace and tranquility, which we all see in the midst of a busy world. We want this peace and tranquility and solace. And the best of them all, that وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِلْمٍ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will mention you by name in a better gathering than the gathering that we have here, which is in reference to the angels. Can you imagine, you know, this beautiful gathering is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because this is how we impact our lives with the Quran. This is how the light of guidance reaches the hearts. Inshallah, let's ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala أن يجعلنا من أهل الأربعة. يعني الله سبحانه وتعالى make us amongst those who receive those four يا رب العالمين. ولذلك لا أنسى يا إخوة, I'll never forget this. I was teaching a class which is يعني very detailed, what we call أصول الفقه. In my town, my village in Egypt, SubhanAllah, I saw a farmer sitting, ما يقرأ ولا يكتب. He doesn't know even how to read and write. He's جالس في مجلس. يعني most of the people sitting in front of me are students of knowledge, people who can seek knowledge. I was teasing him, يعني. I was telling him, what are you doing here? He said, I'm not sitting for you, I'm sitting for barakah in majlis. Look at this guy. كان أفقه من يوم. I'm sitting here to receive the barakah of the land. It's not for you. I don't care. SubhanAllah, الحديث الآخر لله ملائكة طوافون. There are angels who travel earth. They look for these gatherings. Hadith al-Bukhari, a Muslim. And they will actually call one another upon finding one of these gatherings. And they go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala quickly, يعني. And they would report, and Allah knows, but this is for us to know what took place, يعني. What they are saying, they are talking about you, have they seen me? What would they say if they have seen me, subhanahu wa ta'ala? They are asking Allah, they are asking you to protect them from hellfire. Have they seen it? No. What would they say if they seen it? They are asking you to admit them into Jannah. Have they seen it? أشهدكم يا ملائكتي أني قد غفرت له. I forgive them, خلاص. Those people, forgive them. So, you know, the hadith is beautiful because out of يعني, truthful reporting of the angels, they will say, but oh Allah, there was someone who was not there for the gathering. You know, so sometimes when you owe someone money and the only time he's going to find you is in the masjid, he sits in the back, baby, that kind of person. You know, he's also forgiven you, subhanAllah. هُمُ الْقَوْمُ لَا يَسْقَى بِهِمْ جَلِيسُهُمْ. They are the people, anyone who joins them, even if he is not there with the same intention, he receives the same reward by him. فَنَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى أَنْ يَغْفِرْ ذُنُوبَنَا وَأَنْ يَرْحَمَنَا رَحْمَةً وَاسِعَةً مِنْ عِنْدِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. You know, it's very interesting when you come to a community for the first time and you know you have all these options. You know, من تخير تحير كما يقولون. I somehow I feel like explaining Surah Al-Waqi'ah to you, of course in a comprehensive way, but the only way I can do that is to for you to have a mushaf in your hand, in the language that you can read. If you're not going to do that, then we're going to have to do something else. Because I want you to follow me. Yeah, just grab a mushaf, or even the phone, if you have the phone in your... But it has to be in a language that you, inshallah, that means, in a language that you understand. So this way you can follow me, inshallah. Otherwise, I can explain something else, there is no problem. If you don't feel like interacting with the mushaf, which I doubt it, you want to do that, right? Of course, when we all those the ikhwah, first of all, just for you to know that what I do here is explanation of the Quran. There is a structured and recognized way that we follow. You know, we do not make up stuff. Here is the methodology of explaining the Quran. Just quickly before we get into the surah. Of course, this is what the scholars call a tafsir bil ma'thur, the evidence-based style of explanation. The first thing, the Quran explains the Quran. Always. In the Quran, it's a kalam. The theologians, when they define the Quran, they say, Al Quran kalam Allah, is the speech of Allah. So normally, when I speak, maybe I would leave something here and then I would explain it later. Or maybe I hint to it, then I detail it later. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who spoke the Quran. So the first place that you need to find an explanation for the Quran is the Quran itself. So you have to go to the Quran. Second is the one who received the Quran. Who received the Quran? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we know that every year in Ramadan, Jibreel alayhi salam would come actually and study the Quran with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Athar Abdullah ibn Abbas, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to be the most generous of all people, and his generosity would increase in Ramadan when Jibreel alayhi salam would come and review mudarishuhu, not just the memorization, no, studying the Quran with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they would study the Quran together. What does it mean? What this is? What this, you know, that he would actually study the Quran. We know also in the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam embodied the Quran. Yani, when Aisha radiallahu anha was asked about his character, what did she say? It was an embodiment of the Quran. He lived the Quran. Sunnah, the Quran, la yufassar bidun sunnah abadan. You can't separate the Quran from the Sunnah. Abadan. You always find in the books those who combined ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like Imam Bukhari, Imam Muslim, Tirmidhi, and Nisa'i, they always have a chapter in the book called what? Bab Kitab al-Tafsir, the book of Tafsir, where they compile the ahadith which explain certain verses of the Quran. So this is number two. The Quran, Sunnah, Quran. Who did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam teach the Quran to? Who comes next? The companions. It's a big mistake to hold the Quran in your hand and recite a verse and say, this is what it means. As if this verse didn't pass by Abu Bakr and Omar and Uthman and Ali. You gotta respect that. You gotta find out how did they understood it? How did this verse was understood by them? You don't make up your own understanding of it. For that you have to go up to Aqwal al-Sahab, a statement of the Sahab. They used to have, can you imagine Umar, رضي الله عنه, في الأثر, he was standing giving a khutbah, قرأ الآيات في سورة عبسة وسيد وفاكهة وأبا سيدة. قال أما الفاكهة فنعرفها عرفناها وين وفوتي فما الأب يا عمر أمان الزمان وزيني خطة and by the way he's what the head of the Muslim community يعني let me use some political language here he's the emperor he's giving a talk so he ended up reciting a verse from the Quran and then he asked himself in front of the people I know what fools mean فما الأب what is الأب I don't know what the Abbey. And you have a khatib before you say that I don't know, I'm sorry. I'm gonna feel embarrassed if you just shoot anything. But they don't do that. They don't do that. And don't wara. يعني سؤال أبو بكر الصديق رضي الله عنه عن معنى الآية. أبو بكر الصديق رضي الله عنه was asked about the meaning of one of the verses. He said دعا. But the man was surprised. Who am I gonna ask if you don't know? I don't know. أي أرض تقلني وأي سماء تظلني إذا قلت في كتاب الله بلا أعلم What earth is going to hear me and what heaven is going to when I'm going to speak of the book of Allah without knowledge فالصحابة you have to go to that Number four the students of the صحابة two generations we know that there are three schools, the major schools of tafsir, which started at the hand of Abdullah ibn Abbas in Mecca. He had students. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud ibn Kufa, he had a lot of students. Wa Ubay ibn Ka'b, في المدينة. Medina, Kufa, Mecca. Three schools of tafsir, and they used to study the meanings of the Quran, especially the school of Abdullah ibn Abbas and Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. In particular, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said, خُذُ الْقُرْآنَ مِنْ أَرْبَعَ Learn the Quran from four, and he named Abdullah ibn Mas'ud to be the first one. Abdullah ibn Abbas, دعا له النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بالتأويل. اللهم علمه التأويل. طيب, no, I cannot find a meaning in the Quran, the hadith of the sunnah, the sahabi, the students of the sahaba, then you go to the Arabic language. The meanings in Arabic. That's what you do. And it's a big mistake, Ikhwa, that you jump to the Arabic, and many people do that. They just study Balagha or Arabic language and they explain the Quran based on just their understanding of the text in Arabic. It's a big, big, big mistake. Big mistake. And I'll give you a simple example. There are two verses in the Quran that talks about, when do you need to make wudu? Surah An-Nisa, Surah Al-Ma'idah. One of them is what? أَوْ لَامَسْتُمُ النِّسَاءَ What does لَامَسْ mean? Touch. So if you touch a woman, and by the way, Nisa here means any woman, would be your wife, you have to go back and make wudu. If you're going to what? Employ what? The Arabic language, only without what? Overriding these steps. So basically, if your wife will give you a hard time, she just has to stand by the door. So you come out, go back and make wudu again. Make wudu again. You can give her money for shopping, That's what we do. But let's go to the sunnah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in more than one hadith, he would kiss his wife in the way to the masjid. Need the salah. Abdullah ibn Abbas said, with desire. You have to follow that sequence. طيب, I want to just to show you how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places the acceptance in the hearts of this ummah regarding someone who follows that methodology of tafsir. You see, it's my first time in the Newcastle. And I've never been here before. I don't know you. But I'm certain you're going to say the answer I'm expecting from you. Although I don't know what kind of community you have here. If I ask you without thinking to name a book of tafsir that you're familiar with, what is the first name that comes in your mind? Without thinking. Open Ibn Kathir. You find him following that methodology exactly. He would bring the verse. Then if there is a verse that explains it, he would bring it. If there is a hadith, he would bring it. Then a statement of Sahaba. Then a statement of Jesus. then he would add a word or two at the end if he feels like it. That's why Allah praised what Barabar ibn Kathir. Ibn Kathir, by the way, he took his tafsir from who? From who? Ibn Jarir al-Tabari. All of Ibn Kathir from Ibn Jarir al-Tabari, but Ibn Jarir al-Tabari combined a lot of weak ahadith, but he given you the sanad. You know, so say, this hadith is narrated by who, you check out the sanad if it's Ibn Kathir, because he has the experience of the hadith, he could actually authenticate and meet in a hadith. That's why his tafsir, alhamdulillah, Allah placed acceptance in his work. So we have what? Half hour? 45 minutes. So we have 45 minutes to try to understand Surah Al-Waqi'ah. When you approach a chapter of the Quran, the first thing that you need to ask, where was it revealed? Why do we need to ask that question?
The Sahaba.
Because the Quran was not revealed all at once. The Quran was revealed in 23 years and 2 months. And most of the Quran, by the way, came to treat issues, to address issues in the society. So for you to know where it was revealed, it's extremely important. And if you really want to excel more, go beyond Makki and Madani. Because Makki and Madani, the Waqi'ah is Makki. No, you want to know what period of Makki. And if you grasp the seerah, if you read the Rahit al-Maktoum, the seerah al-Maktoum al-Mubarak fully well, you can connect when you know that chapter was revealed at that certain time. Now you picture the condition of the Ummah, the condition of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and this is how you employ what we call asbab al-nuzul, the reason for the revelation. So obviously, al-Waqi'ah is a Makki, revealed in Mecca. طيب, Quran revealed in Mecca addressing who? Addressing who? Oppressed, basically weak Muslim community who's going through a lot of trials and tribulations, and addressing disbelievers who are denying the existence of a God. Of course, that was not at the time of the revelation, but now we have those people. Or denying the hereafter, or denying the religion. The Quran that was revealed in Mecca was to instill faith in the hearts of the believers so that they are steadfast. Also to address those who are denying these three elements, fundamentals, اللي هو الرسالة والوحي ويوم والإله ويوم القيامة. You see that always in societies where people don't want to, you know, to talk about religion and faith, they always try to make absent those three. Remember those. God, Day of Judgment, and correctly, the religion. Always. And this is the environment you live in, by the way, all of us. And I mean, the only time you get to hear about these things if you read something yourself or you come to a... But over there in the material world, in the jungle out here, they don't want you to hear about that stuff. They want you what? To forget it. Because they want to engage you in the material world, in this world. Dunya, 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 be rich, money, make money, buy this house, all of that. That is why you need the revelation to remind you of these three elements. Ilah, who is Allah? Oh, subhanAllah, if I remember when I migrated to America 30 years ago, that actually the society would tolerate you talking to them about, you know, God, about faith. Right now, I don't know about England here, but, you know, over there you can't even talk about that anymore. For them it's like a personal thing right now. It's becoming like it's, you're invading my privacy. That's my personal thing. Don't talk to me about that stuff. They don't want to talk about it. Of course, a
right now when they want to cancel out religion, it's the liberal approach. Come on, man, you better follow that stuff, you better do this. Those are people in the desert 1400 years ago. Come on, you're a civilized man. They almost give you that approach. You know, the day of judgment is new. Khalid, let's get to the surah here. Are you ready?
Yeah.
What is the meaning of the waqi'ah first? Say?
Time?
No, not time. Occurrence that's inevitable. An occurrence, it's something that has to happen. Al-Waqi'ah. Which is one of the names of the day of judgment. The first verse, إِذَا وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِعَةِ. Now, basically, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here wants you to visualize what will happen when the day of judgment takes place. No one is going to be lying. لَيْسَ لِوَقَعَتِهَا كَذِبًا. Because obvious, what are you going to do? في حديث في مسند أحمد حديث عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما, the Prophet said, whoever wants to visualize the events of the Day of Judgment كأنه يراها رأي عين, as if he sees it, read, إذا الشمس كورت إذا السماء انفطرت وإذا السماء انشقت. Read those three, especially in the beginning, the verses at the beginning. These are the events which will indicate that this world is coming to what? To an end. Of course, everything is going to break down, basically. And this is amazing about this world, that people fighting one another for is going to come to pieces. It's going to fall apart. You know, that beautiful heaven is going to break. The stars are going to be scattered and so on and so forth. فَإِذَا وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِعَةِ لَيْسَ لِوَقَعَتِهَا كَاذِبَةٌ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about what? Some of the scenes here. رَجَّ إِذَا رُجَّتِ الْأَرْضُ. You know what رَجَّ? You know what رَجَّ is? It's going to approach each. The earth is going to like this. Shake. وَبُسَّتِ الْجِبَالُ بَسَّةً. طيب, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you that when this happens, we're going to split into three groups. Mankind will be three groups. Three categories of people. وَكُنْتُمْ أَزْوَاجًا ثَلَاثًا. أصحاب الميمنة, the people of the right, the people of the left, the believers, the disbelievers, but there is a special rank called والسابقون السابقون. نسأل الله أن نكون منهم. This is a very special. Those are the people simply who will enter. Look, لا إله إلا الله on the day of judgment. You dying as a Muslim on the Day of Judgment is going to benefit you three ways. Number one, enter Jannah without a question asked, without any punishment. Two, enter Jannah after questioning without a punishment. Here is the one we ask Allah to protect us from. That you still going to enter Jannah, but after what? Time in hell. We're getting that. So, السابقون السابقون are those. في حديث أنس رضي الله عنه عند الإمام الترمذي, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, I was made to see people following their prophets and messengers to Jannah. The Prophet mentioned that a prophet was followed by a rahtul. So I saw a huge gathering. I said, this is my ummah. So Jibreel said, no. Those are the followers of Musa. But be careful, the followers of Musa when? When? Now? At the time of Musa. Be careful, because people use that text to say everybody's going to Jannah. Followers of Jannah. Followers of Musa at the time of Musa. And the Prophet said, and with them 70,000 who will enter Jannah without what? Reckoning, no punishment. This is the foremost, the head. Of course, subhanAllah, Sahaba Ikhwa engaged in finding out who are those people. The Rasulullah ﷺ returned, hadith, beautiful hadith, yeah. I don't want to drift away from the surah with this. He said, هُمُ الَّذِينَ لَا يَتَطَيَّرُونَ وَلَا لا يسترقون ولا يتطيرون ولا يبتغون وعلى ربهم يتوكلون. If you really want to fall into that rank, master the servitude of tawakkul, reliance on Allah, which is really the heart and the limbs together. You rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those are السابقون السابقون. So now, the surah divided us into what? Three groups. This is on the day of judgment. The people of the right, those are the symbol Muslims, believers, who may get to Jannah without punishment or with a punishment. Two, the disbelievers or the people of the left who will be thrown into hell, وَالْعَيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. And then السَّابِقُونَ السَّابِقُونَ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started mentioning the reward of each group. But very interesting, when Allah spoke about the السابقون السابقون, He said what? ثُلَّةٌ مِّنَ الْأَوَّلِينَ. Most of them will be from the first generation. وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنَ الْآخِرِينَ. Allah المستعان. Not many from the later generations. Then the موضوع صعب. It's like I said, التوكل هذه عبودية. Is a servitude, someone who mastered the names and the attributes of Allah. And this knowledge, unfortunately, is not something that is out there. Now read these verses. The reward of the best of the believers. The السابقون السابقون. ثُلَّةٌ مِنَ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَقَلِيلٌ مِنَ الْآخِرِينَ عَلَى سُرُرٍ مَوْضُونَ. Read from verse 15 all the way until what verse? 26. That's the reward, right? That's what they will get. Right? يَطُوفُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلْدَانُ الْمُخَلَّدُونَ بِأَكْوَابٍ وَأَبَارِيقَ وَكَأْسٍ مِّن مَعِينٍ لَا يُصَدَّعُونَ عَنْهَا وَلَا يُنْزِفُونَ وفاكهة مما يتخيرون ولحم طير مما يشتهون وحور عين كأمثال اللؤلؤ المكنون جزاء بما كانوا يعملون لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا تأثيما إلا قيلا سلاما سلاما. That's the reward. طيب ماذا وأصحاب اليمين؟ وَأَصْحَابُ الْيَمِينِ مَا أَصْحَابُ الْيَمِينِ. This is what the Muslims now, who will not enter Jannah without reckoning. They have to go through the reckoning. They may enter Jannah without a punishment, or after a time, وَالْعَيَذُ بِاللَّهِ نَسْأَلُ اللَّهِ. وَذَكَ يَكُوا اهْتَبُوا دَائِمًا. Always pay attention, خاصة في رمضان. When we read these ahadith about وَلِلَّهِ عُتَقَاءُ. Every night Allah will feel what? Every night in Ramadan, Allah would free people from hell. Actually, He would free you from that. But, you know, that no hell. You know, so the worst case scenario here is the question. And that's, but no hell. طيب, وأصحاب اليمين أصحاب اليمين. Those are the Muslims. في صدر مخضوب. Anyone knows the sit? ما هو sit? عسل سدر, yeah? You're familiar with that? سدر المخضوب, طلح. إخوة الصومال, طلح. حب الطلح. Yeah. Who's from Somali here? Nobody? Talh? You know what Talh means? Bananas. He loves bananas. وَظِلِّ الْمَمْدُودِ وَمَاءٍ مَسْكُوبٍ وَفَاكِهَةٍ كَثِيرَةٍ لَا مَقْطُوعَةٍ وَلَا مَمْنُوعَةٍ وَفُرُشٍ مَرْفُوعَةٍ إِنَّا أَنْشَأْنَاهُنَّ إِنْشَاءً فَجَعَلْنَاهُنَّ أَبْكَارًا. الحمد لله, يعني when Allah spoke about أصحاب اليمين ثلة من الأولين, Allah didn't say what? قليل. Look at verses what? 38-39. ثلة من الأولين. Allah didn't say and a few. He said what? وثلة من الآخرين. You're noticing the difference here? No. وللسابقون السابقون قليل. But أصحاب اليمين ثلة وثلة. That inshallah, there is a good number from us will join inshallah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وأصحاب الشمال. Huh? ما أصحاب الشمال. Those are the disbelievers, the people who disbelieve. Then Allah mentions their punishment, في سموم وحميد ومحموم لا بارد ولا كريم إنهم كانوا قبل ذلك مترفين. They used to enjoy this world. They used to have a lot of resources in this world. وكانوا يصرون على الحنث العظيم. Here is the big problem, is the denial of their jaddi. Always the إخوة الكافر لا يؤمن بالآخرة أبدا. The one who disbelieves in Allah, he doesn't believe in the آخرة. Because if he truly believes in the آخرة, he's going to have to do something about it. ولكن العرب, the Arab at the time of the revelation, they didn't deny Allah. They didn't deny the existence of Allah, right? You guys, not like the atheists of the Mulhadeen of our time now. There are some wackos, I don't know how can they justify that to themselves, they say there is no God. There's no God. Come on, man, give me a break. The Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, they never denied it. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَهُمْ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهُ وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ لَيَقُولُنَّ. If you ask them who created the heavens and the earth, they will say Allah. But where is the denial? Singling him out in worship, they believe that they have to go through middleman to get to him. Huh? That middleman is what they came up with, إِلَّا وَالْعُزَّ وَمَنَهِ ما نعبدهم إلا ليقربونا إلى الله زلفى. And I'm sorry to say that, equate this with the Muslims now going to the grave, calling upon someone who is buried in order to get to Allah. What's the difference? Yeah, he doesn't believe that this person can benefit or no, he doesn't believe that. The Muslim doesn't believe that. But you're still taking an associate or someone that Allah didn't ask you to take between you and Him. Allah told you about certain things, wasila, that you can take. There are wasila. We believe in wasila. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَابْتَغُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَ. Seek the wasila. What is the wasila? The names and the attributes. قال تعالى وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ Allah has the most beautiful names. Call upon Him using these names. So instead of saying Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Qawi, Ya Ghani, you go, Ya Rifa'i, means Ya Rifa'i. What is this? You leave this and you go to that? Ma hada? Subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is eating up the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا يُقْبَلْ هَذَا أَبَدًا. Your good deeds can be wasila. You're familiar with the hadith of the three individuals found themselves inside the cave, stranded. What happened? How did they come out? Wasila. Yeah, good deeds. Likewise. رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا ربنا إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي بالإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فأمنا ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبا تتوسل لله بإيمانك تتوسل لله باتباعك للنبي instead of using the prophet himself as a وسيلة. لا يا رب آمنت بنبيك يا رب بإيمانك بنبيك يا رب give me this. You use your iman and your adherence and your following the prophet as وسيلة, but not the prophet himself صلى الله عليه وسلم. هذا بدعة, بدعة, توسل بدعي. طيب, three, your condition. Your condition, you know, like Ayyub, Job, وَأَيُّوبَ إِذْ نَادَ رَبَّهُ مَاذَا قَالْ أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الضُّرُّ. Ya Rab, I'm sick, Ya Rab. Ya Rab, I'm sick. You're... Musa, when he was in Madian, after he held the two girls, فَسَقَى لَهُمَا ثُمَّ تَوَلَّى إِلَى الظِّلِّ فَقَالَ رَبِّي إني لما أنزلت إلي من خير الفقير. تتوسل ده بفقر, يا رب أن تقول يا رب give me. هذا الوسيلة, there's nothing wrong with that. دعاء, the supplication of someone that you think he's righteous. Because at the end of the day, who knows who's righteous and who's not? من يعلم هذا غير الله؟ الله سبحانه وتعالى, nobody knows who's the righteous one here. No one. بس انت تظن به خير, يعني يصير ما شاء الله, يعني يدعى فيه. وده pay attention here. عمر ابن الخطاب, he was named as one of the people being in Jannah. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, if there is someone who is to be a prophet after me, would be عمر. If شيطان needs عمر, what happened to Shaitan? Change direction. The Prophet tells him, Umar, I want you every year in Hajj, go and look for a man, his name is Uwais al-Qadr. Who's Uwais al-Qadr? Who's he? He's not even a Sahabi. Ask him to make dua for you. You're getting it. But you have to be careful here. You have to ask the individual reasonable dua. Hey, I mean, you can't just tell him, okay, you know, I want to live for eternity. Need dua that I won't die at all. So you have to ask him what something that is what deliverable. The Dajjal Zakariya alayhi salam, you know, Zakariya, he was 99 years old. Notice that in Surah Maryam, when he made dua, he was making dua, what? Is nada rabbahu nidaan khafiyya. Why khafiyya? That billah alik, when you see a 99 years old man and his wife is barren, is making dua for a baby, what are you going to say? What's wrong with this guy? Come on, man. That's why that his dua has to be what? You don't want it. I mean, so your dua has to be what? Reasonable from that person. Shadow, the important thing here is what is extremely important, ikhwah, that you call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Somehow we got here. How did we get to that direction here? Oh, I said, okay. So they never denied the disbelievers at the time. They never denied Allah. They only what? Appointed intermediaries. They made up their own what? Like Christians. Huh? Jesus. They believe what they have to go to Jesus. And others, the Catholic, they have to go through what? Maryam. And some others have saints. Who came up with these intermediaries? But the second thing they denied, which is the Arab denied, is what? Al-Akhirah. They never believe that there is a hereafter. But if you read the Al Asim Nawa'il Abu Walid ibn Mughir, when he took these bones to the Prophet, he said, you want to tell me after we raised up again? After Yasin Mubaraba Lana Matana, when I see a Khalqa, Qala man yuhyi al-Abrama, wa hiya Rameen. قل يحييها الذي أنشأها أول مرة. وبعدين يا إخوة يعني سبحان الله حديث شتمني ابن آدم تصرف أنا من صلص من الله سيزا حديث الله القدسي وما ينبغي له ذلك وكذبني ابن آدم وما ينبغي له ذلك تصرف أنا من صلص من تصرف أنا من لايزن أزهم من صلت من سين يا هذا صن why do why do what do I need a son for why do you need a son as a human I need a son because I'm gonna die and I want someone to inherit that stuff and Allah doesn't die I want someone to help me with the work. Back home, my father would have a lot of kids to work in the farm. Allah doesn't need help with managing affairs. As for him belying you, you're saying Allah is lying. When you say I can't raise him up for it. وهو أهون عليه. They denied that. That's why. Look at this. There's emphasis. Look at verses 45, 46. I'm sorry, 47, 48, 49, 50. The emphasis on this, because really that's what got them in trouble. Belying or disbelieving that there is a resurrection. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the punishment. Amazing, ya ikhwa, look at verses 57 all the way until 74. 57 till 74. I just wanted to glance through them before I explain. Always, Allah establishes the evidence against us failing to single Him out in worship through what we call His Lordship. What is Lordship? Creating us. In Samiya, the ulama is called Ayat al-Kawniyya al-Khalqiyya. Ayat al-Kawniyya, the universal ayat. Look at the universe around you. SubhanAllah, with the spread of atheism, and people are puzzled by their growing numbers. SubhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed them in one verse in Surah Al-Kahf. Any atheist you speak to, just tell him the verse. Look at this. أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقِينَ That's it. Were you created out of nothing or did you create yourself? What is the answer to those two questions? Anyone in his sound mind? No? Okay, I tell you this pair of glasses, brothers, came here by itself. Doesn't make any sense. Or the pair of glasses created itself. Doesn't make any sense. Okay. That's why Allah begins always with that. Look around. I always like this parable, this similarity. Imagine you are in a desert and dying from thirst and hunger. And you lost your consciousness. Then you regain it. And then all of a sudden you found a very nice tray that has chicken curry with booty, biryani. Inshallah, that's what we're having tonight, inshallah. Fruits, juice. Yes, you go ahead and eat, but after you eat, shouldn't you ask who brought you this? This is what intellectual. Who brought you this? There must be something. But actually, you know, I love this statement. When they asked the Bedouin, how did you learn about Allah? You believe in Allah, you pray. The Bedouin kid, when Bedouin, I think, he said, البعرة تدل على البعيد والأثر يدل على المسير. If I see a dung of a camel, you guys know what a dung is, it's disgusting, but you know what a dung of a camel is, right? Although you do not see the camel, but you see the dung, that means there must be one. Although I do not see the camel, if I see that breathing, the footprint, right? Footprint, huh? Must be somewhere over here. سَمَاءٌ ذَاتُ أَبْرَارِ, the heaven with all these stars. أَرْضٌ ذَاتُ فِجَاجِ, the earth with all these valleys. بِحَارٌ ذَاتُ أَمْوَاجِ, the ocean and the seas with all these waves. أَنَا يَدُلُّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى لَطِيفِ الْخَبِيرِ. He doesn't tell you that there is someone who put this. Come on, give me a break. Look at these verses that I asked you to read. نَحْنُ خَلَقْنَاكُمْ فَلَوْلَا تُصَلْهُ. Who created me? I created you. Now listen, I'm asking you to believe here. That always Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala establishes His worship through His lordship. That I created. Not only that, water. There's a mention of water, right? There's a mention of vegetation. أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَزْرَعُونَ مَا تَحْرُثُونَ أَنْتُمْ تَزْرَعُونَهُ أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ الْمَاءَ الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ. Well, I didn't just create you, I provided for you, I take care of you. So why do you deny my right? I was asking, why do you deny my right? وَلَذَاكِ النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مُعَادِ بْنَ جَبَلٍ قَالَ أَتَدْرِي أَيَّ الظُّلَّ أَعْظَمُ. Do you know what is the most heinous, awful form of injustice? أَنْ تَجْعَلَ لِلَّهِ نِدًّا وَهُوَ خَلَقًا. That you appoint a rival to Allah when He's the one who created me. Something wrong. إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. Is the worst form of transgression and that a person. في آيات أخرى في سورة الروم. سبحان ربي. Look at these verses. الله الذي خلقكم ثم رزقكم ثم يميتكم ثم يحييكم. Those four, by the way, no one can do what Allah. Allah is the one who created you. Then He provides for you. Then He will cause you to die one day. كل نفس ذائقة الموت. Then He will raise you up again. Look at the question now. هل من شركائكم من يفعل من ذلكم من شيء؟ Do any of the associates, Jesus, the cow, Buddha, whoever you came up with, do any of them can do one of those four? Subhanahu wa ta'ala amma yishrikun. Look at the result. ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر. When you compromise something simple like that, then earth will be filled with corruption. Now listen, when you violate the rights of Allah, Tawheed, you can violate anybody's right. You don't have conscience, but you're not afraid of Allah. You're going to eat up anyone. You're not afraid of Allah. The higher authority there. فالشاهد of the important thing, well, look at this now. You see, I'm not explaining the surah يعني, word by word. I'm trying to give you the concept here. Allah is talking about His lordship in these verses. Now, amazing here, pay attention here. You see, with intellect and looking around and pondering, you prove that there is a God. That's point one. Point two, by the way, that his attributes and qualities have to be greater than what he is. You agree? أَفَمَنْ يَخْلُقُ كَمَنْ لَا يَخْلُقُ is the one who creates equal to the one who doesn't create. Well, that's one of the worst things, that you make equal to the creator someone he created. Jesus is created. How can you make him equal to Allah? Well, they can worship the creator, not what? The created. Look around you. All the people who commit shirk, they worship who? Someone who's created. Created. By Allah. No. We worship the creator. Okay. But with this, there is no more you can do. You've proven already now the intellectual what? Argument. Now that is why right away, look at verse 75. Allah talks about the revelation. فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِمَا وَاقَ النُّجُومِ. I wanted to learn about Allah, who is Allah, His names and His attributes. Now there is a Quran. I'm going to give you a Quran to you. Read this verse. Read these verses until when? Until 82. Talks about what? آيات القرآن. ما هو الآيات? Look at the آيات. آيات الله. إما كونية, whether they are creational, or whether what? آيات الوحي. القرآن والسنة. That's what. فلا أقسم بمواقع النجوم. وإنه لقسم لو تعلمون عظيم. إنه لقرآن كريم. في كتاب مكتوب. لا يمسه إلا المطهر. The talk about the revelation. Which is gonna talk to you about who Allah is and all of that. We come to the conclusion here. When all of this will happen? SubhanAllah, the final scene of the human life comes to end. فَلَوْلَا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ. You see, the beginning of the surah talked about what? The ending of the universe. And towards the end of the surah talks about your end and my end. فَلَوْلَا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ. When will you fall into these groups? When your soul reaches what? This is what the time is there. وَأَنْتُمْ حِينَ إِذٍ تَنْظُرُونَ. Allah is addressing actually the people who are surrounding the deceased. وَنَحْنُ, the angels, who are أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْكُمْ وَلَكِنْ لَا تُبْصِرُونَ. We know, إخوة, at the time of death, a group of angels arrive at the scene to prepare the person for the angel of death. So before the arrival of the angel of the death, that group of angels arrives. Where do we get that from? Anybody can give me evidence for that? No? Say? The man who killed 100 souls. You guys never heard that hadith before? No. What happened when he was dying? No. The two groups arrived. No. The two groups arrived. Now listen. When we die, if you read hadith al-Bara ibn Azib, there's a lengthy hadith here. Go home and read al-Bara ibn Azib. Just ask Sheikh Ubu al-Bara ibn Azib.
Analyzing. They were analyzing. Which way to go?
Yeah. No, when right before death, if the person was righteous and pious, angels with cheerful faces, they will bring a shroud from Jannah, sent from Jannah, and they come and they give the person glad tidings. You did good, man. Time to go. Yeah. They actually give him the glad tidings. That he would actually. وجاءت لما روى النبي لما ذكر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من أحب لقاء الله whoever loves to meet Allah, Allah would not to meet him, right? Now, the Sahaba, they know they cannot meet Allah unless what? Unless you die, because that's in the day of judgment. فعائشة said, يا رسول الله وأينا لا يقرأ الموت. So for me to love to meet Allah, I must what? Love death. And who doesn't hate death? We all hate death. You're getting the point here. The Prophet, no. Not the way that he. But the believer, when he is dying and going through the agonies of death, angels will come and give him what? That tiding of what? You did good. You're going to go to Jannah. Huh? He would ask you, okay, let me go, man. It's time to go. This mentioned, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ What happened? تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ قَالَ ابْنُ عَبَّاسِ ابْنُ عَبَّاسِ said at the time of death أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ So this is at the time of death. But if the person was not that tight, of course, in the case of the man who killed 100 souls, both groups are right, because the guy killed 100 souls, but he intended Tawbah. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent another angel to do what? To arbitrate between them. You're getting that, but we're actually using the hadith just to validate that the angels here are telling you that we're closer to him than you. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَهُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْكُمْ وَلَكِمْ لَا تُبْصُرُوا But if you're really strong enough, prevent him from dying. Prevent him from dying. The angels are challenging his family. Can you stop him from dying? فَلَوْلَا إِن كُنْتُمْ غَيْرَ مَدِينَ تَرَجِعُونَا إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ Amazing, Yahweh, the surah ends with what started with. The mention of the three groups in it. فَأَمَّا إِنْ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ فَرَوْحٌ وَرَيْحَانٌ وَجَنَّةٌ وَأَمَّا إِنْ كَانَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ الْيَمِينِ فَسَلَامٌ لَكَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ الْيَمِينِ وَأَمَّا إِنْ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ الضَّالِّينَ فَنُزُلٌ مِنْ حَمِيمٍ وَتَصْلِيَةُ الْجَحِيمِ I love this. إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ This is a time that you can deny. حَقُّ الْيَقِينِ But then, yeah, well, subhanAllah, it took me a while to really figure this out. When we greet the people who are buried in the grave, سَلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ دَارَ قَوْمٍ طَبِي Mu'mineen. I want to ask you, is everyone buried? Was a believer? I'm asking you. So why mu'mineen? Because he can't deny it. It's haqq al-yaqeen. He's a mu'min, but he sees it. How can you deny something that you're living? You're living there. How can you deny something that you're living? You can, because the is in the head of I'll love this. If you're really smart enough, you're good, and the surah got you, you better glorify and magnify and exalt the name of your Lord. Okay, well, Suyuf al-Abu Kitab is Munasabat. He focuses at the ending of the surah and the beginning of the next surah. But what? All the human, what if all the human chose not to glorify, not to worship, not to submit? What is the first verse in the next chapter? سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ Everything in the heavens and the earth, what? Allah is in the earth. See how the Quran is beautiful. See, that's it, Allah. But this is the beauty of the Quran. When you approach it with the understanding,
very unfortunate, many Muslims have turned the Quran into mystic. That's why you come up with it. If you recite Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad 1,000 times, yeah, you're going to feel good. But this is not what the Quran is for. The hadith is weak, by the way. There's no. But that's not what the Quran is for. Quran is what? To be understood. كتاب أنزلناه إليك مبارك ليدبروا آياته وليتذكر قلوب. فالقرآن يا إخوة، اللهم اجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا. والله جنة الله في أرض القرآن. يقول أن the best دواء، the best cure for the heart. And subhanAllah, very, we live in a very depressed society, community. And in America, I just came across a recent study that 7 out of every 10 Americans reported depression, somehow, one way or another. And they tell you the highest medication sold in pharmacies is antidepressant. Of course, I mean, you have to take antidepressant because some chemical imbalance. There's nothing wrong with that. But we live in a very depressed society. And subhanAllah, look how you feel. I feel different than I started. I'm sure you feel different than you started. I don't know the Quran. Now, this is the cure for the heart, you know, for these psychological issues that you face. ولكن العلماء يقولون أن الطب النفسي psychology, psychotherapy or something like that, was summed up in one version of the Quran. الذين آمنوا وتطمئن قلوبهم بذكر الله ألا بذكر الله تطمئن. This is the enjoyment of the human in this world. But unfortunately, you only recognize it when you actually do it, when you live it. As long as you're not doing it, and imagine when you wake up at night for a half hour, 1 hour, and you recite the same time. Total different of, you know, your mood, your life, your attitude. It will change your life. Quran. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala أن يجعلنا من أهل القرآن عبد العالمين. اللهم اجعلنا من أهل القرآن الذين هم أهلك وخاصة عبد العالمين. اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوته وأناء الليل وأطراف النهار أدوات الليل وفي أعمال وبيان. الحمد لله أخو الله has blessed me that I'm working on a style of tafsir called the Maqasidic tafsir. I actually was in Green Lane doing a book that I just authored called The Roadmap to Al-Baqarah wa Ali Imran. Alhamdulillah, so far I've done until Surah Al-Nisa. Alhamdulillah, all this is available on my website for free. PDF, you can go for free if you're interested. It's called the Maqasidic Tafsir. So far, 5 volumes. Inshallah, need dua that I tell you on, inshallah. Mm-hmm. Actually, bro, maybe the Imam can share my website for free. You know, you don't have to, you know, download PDF. Of course, you can buy the book from Amazon, but you can also download it for free. Jazakumullah khaira. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you. Allah reward you with your Imam and your hospitality. I rest my case and whatever moment you are.